If you want to know the story of the Wayne Creasy Insurance Agency, you must listen to Wayne tell you about selling vacuum sweepers. While waiting to go back to school for his PhD, Wayne answered an ad for a sweeper salesman and went to Kansas City, Missouri to be trained. He eventually made a sale in the home of an insurance agent who thought Wayne would be perfect for the insurance business, which in time led to the Wayne Creasy Insurance Agency. Before moving to Tulsa, Wayne met Jim Halsey in Independence, Missouri, and helped Jim in his music promotion business. When both Jim and Wayne were living in Tulsa, Jim Halsey convinced Roy Clark to think about moving to Tulsa. After staying in the Oakwald home of Wayne Creasy, Roy said, "If you can find me a home like this, I'll live in Tulsa." Over the years, Wayne, along with partners Roy Clark and Jim Halsey, owned and operated two radio stations and a large apartment complex, built several office buildings, and purchased a large ranch south of Tulsa. It was real estate entrepreneur Jim Thomas who introduced Wayne and Roy to the concept of an entertainment venue in Branson, Missouri, suggesting that Branson would be a good place for Roy to open a theater. In 1983, the Roy Clark Celebrity Theater opened, becoming known as the birthplace of Branson Celebrity Theaters. But it was the selling of vacuum sweepers that sent Wayne on a very interesting life, as told by Wayne and his wife Martha in this oral history interview on the Oral History website, voicesofoklahoma.com.